Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. In a recent study by the Harris Poll on behalf of Express Employment Professionals, 71% of hiring decision makers are willing to hire contingent workers to meet their business needs. But more than half of those hiring expect to face challenges in finding qualified candidates. Express Employment Professionals is here to make hiring easier. Express is in the business of recruiting talent. Discover for yourself how working with the workforce experts can solve your hiring challenges. Visit expresspros.com for a location near you. Discover the rich, smooth taste of matcha love made with real Japanese matcha, perfect for hot or cold brewing. Matcha is rich in vitamin C, catechins, EG, CGs, and L-theanine. Enjoy a delicious matcha latte or smoothie with this convenient green tea powder made from Japan's treasured matcha, finely milled from high-quality green tea leaves. Get 25% off all matcha love products on Itoan using code JANA. That's code J-A-N-A at itoen.com. Available on Amazon and itoen.com. You know, I don't even know where to start with this because it's the comfort, it's the style, it's the whole look. That's what I love about my Tecovas. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend, and Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Shop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Wind Down with Janet Kramer and Michael Kaufman, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Happy Monday.
Bum, 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 bum.
Yeah?
So I learned something new about Mike.
And let's share.
We were in New York last week, and Mike leaned over to me and swallowed. And he goes, are you guys there, Mark?
Easton? Yes, yes, we're here, of course.
Oh, okay. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
So he leans over and he's just like, you know what just drives me crazy? And I was like, what? Dun, dun, dun,
dun. What was it? I don't remember.
The Southwest?
Oh, yeah. I don't know why. It just, when people that are maybe not foreign and live in America and get onto a Southwest airplane or are boarding a Southwest airplane and they ask a million questions because they don't understand how to board.
This is the seat yourself situation on Southwest?
What's that?
Because you don't have an assigned seat. Is that the issue?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And people, it just blows people's minds. I mean, granted, we travel so much. I mean, but it made me think, I'm like, when was the first time I took a Southwest flight? Like my first experience. I don't remember.
I think I was super young when I took my first one.
But how long has Southwest been doing that?
That's actually a really good question. I don't know. I'm going to look that up. How long has Southwest... Mark, you gotta see how long Southwest has been.
I can take care of that. Yeah, but you know a great thing about Southwest, if I may? Because I know some people are a little bit honked off about the whole seat yourself thing. Yeah, they don't charge bag fees.
Yeah.
Like, or change fees.
And by the way, this is not an ad for Southwest.
I understand, but I'm baffled by that because at this point, if they did, no one would get mad at them. But they don't, and I love that. Yeah. Let's see. They opened in 1971, but when did they start doing the seat yourself thing?
I think it's always been seat yourself.
Maybe.
Really?
I think so. But I mean, obviously, I don't remember, but it's funny, though, because Mike said that if it was an American, he gets angry at. But then he said that he saw these like two Chinese people not knowing where to sit, and he's like, "Aw."
Well, just if someone who's foreign who doesn't maybe isn't from America and it's new to them, I empathize with that. But someone who, I guess, and it's just wrong for me to assume that everybody flies all the time and should understand it. It's not just asking one question. It's just, I experienced these group of like three people the other day when we were flying back from New York that just asked like 10 questions and just couldn't wrap their heads around it. And I just wanted to be like, just get on the plane, sit where you want.
Yeah, I can't imagine what questions 2 through 10 would be, because the first question would be, so I can sit wherever I want? Yes.
Right.
It's just funny what you get, because like you can be very, it's just funny what you get upset about. Like, I think people that are stupid, you don't like. Like, I think stupidity really bothers you, because I know you get a little bit more annoyed with me when I say things that are wrong or I say the wrong grammar. And so I think it's just funny, because I think it's just stupid people you don't like. But
who does?
On the flip side, though, you'll do some stupid things and
never.
But it's like you don't see that. But it's like, you know what I mean? It's just about seeing other people. It's
all about my perspective and how I view the world. If you don't view it my way, then it's.
Oh,
I'm just kidding. No, it's just one of those things.
What bothers you, Mark?
Pet peeves of mine.
Yeah.
Well, or just like, not even pet peeves, but just like, yeah, what kind of just annoys you?
People in society, not like your wife, but people in society.
Yeah.
This is what my wife and I disagree on.
Okay.
Let's say, I'm going to give you a specific example, but it's a general thing. You're on the 405 and you're going north and you're approaching the 101. Mm-hmm. So the right two lanes are just backed up forever with cars who want to get on the 101 freeway.
Right.
So my wife believes that it is our duty to get in the back of that line and wait, because who in the world are we to jump the line?
Right.
I go along that line at full speed until there's an opening. And that's the key. I make sure there's an opening. There's always going to be an opening in front of a truck. Trucks are going to give you an opening in front of them because they're slower to start moving. There's going to be an opening. And by the way, if there is no opening, I'm not going to be that jerk that just sits there in that lined off merge triangle and waits for someone to let me in. I'm going to go on and I'm going to get off of Burbank Boulevard, because that's my bad. Mm-hmm. I took a gamble and I lost. But I know I'm going to get in there. I think only once have I ever had to go to Burbank Boulevard. I always find a way in there. The key is, you do not want to hold up the traffic behind you in the lane I'm going fast in, and you don't want to cut anybody off when you jump into the line.
1,000%. I totally agree with you, because I would do the same thing on Laurel Canyon, where I wouldn't, and sometimes I had to take a ride on Mulholland because I screwed up and I didn't get in there. But there's always that one car that doesn't start fast that you can just whoop, kind of go right in.
Always. And I hate the people that don't get in and then just say, well, I'm going to get in now, and they just put on their blinker and sit there until somebody lets them in. That's terrible. You can't do that.
No.
That's super.
But is that wrong of me? Because I wouldn't do that in line to get into a concert. I would get to the end of the line.
It's every man for himself on the road.
But there's a difference, I think, when you're standing in line at a concert, because that's something that we've learned all the way from elementary school. You stand in a line.
But in cars, we don't stand in a line. We look for any advantage we can get.
Because if we were to do that, it's like we're passing people, because it's... I mean, I totally get your point.
Especially in LA, there's going to be so many people that do that. So it's frustrating when like 50 cars go past you and get in front of you. And then you're just farther and farther back in the line.
And how about this one? And this is, I think this is common nationwide, maybe worldwide. Says right lane closed ahead, everyone starts getting in the left lane. If there's a left lane, it stopped. I maintain that you should stay in that right lane until it stops, and then you merge left, right, left, right, left, right. That's going to be the quickest flow of traffic.
People don't know how to merge.
They seem to not.
The people do not know how. That is the one thing nationwide that people cannot do. They can't do it here in Nashville. They definitely can't do it in LA. They can't merge. It's impossible for people.
Speaking of...
alternate. It's not that hard.
I know. I mean, that's... yeah. I don't like driving on the expressway. I don't... merging just... I don't like it. So I guess I'm that percentage that doesn't like to merge. But I thought you'd be annoyed with how I'm your... like when I'm in the passenger
seat. Oh, my God. There could be a car 300 yards ahead of us, and they put on their brake light. If I don't put my brakes on immediately, Gianna's like, cool. And so it's like putting her hands up on the dash or making a movement. And
he gets just like, so frustrated with me. I'm like, ah. And I'm like, then, and now I'm I like, know it bothers him. So I'm like, hello, it's me. So like, I'll turn it into a song.
She's like, I don't know if you saw those cars. I'm like, I see them 300 yards ahead of me stopping. Yes,
there
I do see that.
One time though, that I know for sure you did not know those cars stopped because you sometimes look off in Wonderland?
Yeah, because I never get to look out the window because I'm always driving.
I've offered. Now that I have a new car, I love driving.
It's true.
But no, the one time I did offer to drive his truck, I was like, baby, I'll drive. You're always driving. I got into a car accident.
Yeah, leaving LAX. She's like, baby, I'll drive home. And we're not even out of LAX, and she gets in a car accident.
Whoops.
Yeah, that was the last time I let her drive my truck.
But I get some of that, too, from the passenger seat. And I always wonder, does she think that when she's not in the car, I just smash into everything?
That's what I think they think.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
We're just like a pinball.
But I think sometimes you just look around so much that I'm like, are you not noticing this very fast stopping?
You know why? Because it's my situational awareness.
Oh, Jesus.
I want to know what's going around.
I was talking to your mom about this, about situational awareness. And it's funny because she always says that your dad is situational awareness and like preaches it. And I'm like, oh, yeah, Mike does too. But you guys have the worst situational awareness when it comes to everything but you.
What do you mean?
Oh, gosh. I wish I could remember the example. I can't remember it now, but we were just talking about it. And it's just funny because they preach situational awareness and then they don't have the awareness when it comes to certain things, like do not see something. So it's interesting because I'm like, oh my gosh,
our situational awareness is outside of the household. Inside the household, we're in a safe place.
No, I think it was outside. No, I have to remember.
Not a chance. I swear. Not a chance. No way. I know everything that's going on around me.
Really?
Yes.
I have an interesting topic. Oh, I don't even know if actually I can talk about it.
Why?
If you knew, well, because I don't know who listens to the podcast.
Mm.
Like if it was someone that listens and I don't want to be offensive.
What do you mean?
I think you have to go for it now.
Now, yeah.
Just genericize it.
Okay. Let's say there's someone in the neighborhood that has a problem child and they were kind of known from the last neighborhood, for example, like lighting things on fire, vandalizing, to the point of like really gross stuff that would, you know, throwing rocks. And then also, I mean,
bullying kids,
inappropriately touching younger children. And then you find out they moved to your neighborhood.
Mm.
What do you think, because Michael and I've had this conversation now, because now we're on more of a high alert, mm-hmm. if that someone, certain person moved into our neighborhood. And it's, do you make your, are you nice? Or, I mean, I don't know how to, because I'm now a little bit scared because of the things that I've heard that are not great. Or do you petition to kick them out of the neighborhood?
Mm.
But can you even, you can't do that.
No, you can't do that. You can't, like, we don't have the power to.
I would never want a kid, but I'm just like, what do you, like, do you talk to the kid that's in high school?
Or oh, high school. Kind of, oh, make, I was what? Picturing a much younger child. This is a high school, this is a teenager.
I believe it's a freshman in high school.
Oof.
And they've got, like, they have a lot of issues. And I empathize, and I want to be there, but also the things that I've heard is scary. They basically, we were warned, stay away. So it's, do we make ourselves, does he, you know, Mike was like, do I talk to him? And, but I'm like, but I don't want him to get scared and then do something to the house or bully, you know, our kids are young, but.
It's just something to be aware of. I think, you know, I felt.
So you were going to say something to the mom, which I was like, I don't think you should say. I don't know.
It's one of those. I want to, where my heart is, I want to kind of treat it as innocent until proven guilty.
Yeah, but the cops have already been over there. They were already in,
right.
He was already in like one of the other houses.
Right. I understand that.
Mark?
I don't know.
Well, the other element is what is this kid missing in his life? Like if this kid has been labeled as a problem, as a juvenile delinquent, and everyone
been
treats
suspended
him that
from
way.
Every single school, kicked out of boarding school. I mean, every single school he's been suspended or expelled.
I know this is very peacenik of me, but maybe the kid just needs a male mentor. Maybe the kid needs somebody to be nice to him, to include him in something. Maybe he's been ostracized since he was
that
little.
Too, Mark. And I thought about that, maybe taking the other route instead of saying something to the mother and being like, hey, basically, if anything happens, there's going to be a problem. But
see, that scares me. That gave me anxiety. I was like, no. Let's just
right,
be like really
instead,
nice.
Maybe,
drop off cookies.
Maybe go to him and just be like, I don't know.
I've heard stuff. I'd love to be there for
do
you.
Do something with the kid. hey, let's go play basketball. Or I don't know. You know what I mean?
If everyone treats you like a criminal, you're going to be a criminal.
Right.
Right. That's but if somebody treats you like a human being, and maybe he hasn't gotten a lot of that because the first school he got kicked out of, then the next school he's already kind of pre-labeled that way. And then it's becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. I know this is all kind of, it's like a Hollywood movie that you spend some time with a kid and he becomes the next senator from your state. But I don't know. I feel like everybody's got that humanity in them. Mm-hmm. I don't think that everyone's just a psychopath. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
And here's the thing. And I met, he seems so nice. But when I mean, my text to my friend was, stay away. He is bad news. He's the kid that would potentially go into a school and do some bad stuff. Mm-hmm. And that terrifies me for, you know, other people, especially the other kids in the neighborhood. But I don't want to be that person either. I would love to be able to help. But then you also hear the stories when you help, they are also the ones that hurt you too. So
my wife, you know, teaches PE. And one of the things she has found is with some of these kids that are real problems in class, giving them a responsibility really causes them to rise to the occasion. These are kids that don't want to participate. They sit out. They're mean to everybody. They're nasty to the teacher. But one day, a couple of years ago, my wife said to him, hey, I need you to do me a favor. I need you to go to the kindergarten yard. You are a fourth grader. You go to the kindergarten yard and bring them out for PE because they don't know where we're going and I'm really busy right now. Can you just meet them out there and guide them? He was like, oh, yeah. And he went and did that. He did a great job and things were a little better after that.
Interesting.
I just think we assume certain things about kids and we don't give them a chance.
Yeah. I like that.
But on the other hand...
At what age do you think, kind of like a dog, right? You know, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. What age do you think it is that if a kid's a problem child, that they can actually change their ways of...
Don't they say the brain doesn't stop maturing until somewhere around like 24, 25?
Yeah, I just read that
not
recently.
Not stops maturing, but you know what I mean.
I read that recently, yeah. I think you're right. It's mid-20s when everything kind of locks into place. I think certainly high school, there's plenty of kids to turn their life around.
Oh, that's when you're the most impressionable.
Yeah.
For sure.
So I think you should let the kid live with you for a while and just like give him some chores and mentor him.
Live him in our house?
Sure, just have him come on in.
Sorry.
Never going to happen.
It's not happening.
But no, it's just one of those things that you want to have we have a good heart about, but at the same time, ultimately you have to protect your family and your kids.
Mm-hmm.
So it's being able to be empathetic and helpful, but also keep our kids away. I think that's where we have to stand with it.
Yeah.
We can be open to it, but are not with our kids involved.
You know, my problem is I play too much scary movies in my head.
You do. I mean, you definitely go like worst case scenario.
Because our house is kind of like a fishbowl. We don't have really many shades. So when it's nighttime and he's gone, it's just, you know, that movie Strangers, where I feel like I'm just going to look to all the open windows in the house and just see these faces appear.
Oh, gosh.
And that's why we have an alarm and guns in the house. And
I know. But
maybe shades. Just, maybe before you get the alarm and the guns, just get some shades.
I asked for shades, but Mike says it's going to ruin the aesthetic of the house. Oh.
I put my foot down on that one.
I'm just like, give me some shades. I feel like I'm in a fishbowl.
It's great. Natural light.
I wonder if there's a way to tint the windows.
Yeah, don't they have like the you can bring the tinting down? There's like a tinted shade. You just hit a button, it zzz, comes on
down.
Yeah,
see that? But even having the reservoir above the windows wouldn't look good, Mark.
Oh, the reservoir, sure. Hadn't thought of that one.
Oy, oy, oy.
I think we have some good emails we should dive into.
No, we definitely have good emails, I think. But first, let's take a break. So when I talk about Stamps.com, I always wonder who in the world is actually still going to the post office and why. Stamps.com brings the post office right to you. So there's no need to interrupt your workday to fight traffic to get to the post office, especially now with the holidays coming and the post office being extra busy.
Anything you can do at the post office, you can do at Stamps.com. No more trips to the post office, and it saves you money with discounts that you can't even get at the post office.
Stamps.com brings all the services of the U.S. Postal Service right to your computer. So whether you're a small office sending invoices, an online seller shipping out products, or even just sending that simple I love you card to one of your friends, Stamps.com can handle all of that with ease. Simply just use your computer to print official U.S. postage 24/7 for any letter, any package, any class of mail, anywhere.
Once your mail is ready, just hand it to the mail carrier or drop it in the mailbox. It's that simple. With Stamps.com, you get 5 cents off every first-class stamp and up to 40% off priority mail. Not to mention, it's a fraction of the cost of those expensive postage meters.
Stamps.com is a no-brainer, saving you time and money. Over 700,000 small businesses already use Stamps.com. And do not spend a minute of your holiday season at the post office this year. Sign up for Stamps.com instead. There's no risk with our promo code JANA. You get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus a free postage and that digital scale for the boxes that you're sending out. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in JANA. That's Stamps.com. Enter JANA. Stamps.com. Never go to the post office again. Did you know that 95% of pregnant women are not getting their recommended daily intake of key omega-3s? That's where Ritual comes in. Their prenatal contains 350 milligrams of eco-friendly, vegan omega-3 DHA in every serving, sourced from algal oil instead of fish. I loved Ritual. I took it when I was pregnant with Roman. I also now take their multivitamin. It's just an amazing everyday thing that I know is good for the body. A prenatal multivitamin made traceable with vegan, bioavailable, and clinically studied key nutrients for before and during pregnancy, like omega-3 DHA to support baby's brain development and choline and methylated folate to support baby's neural tube development. Their vitamins are rigorously tested and validated by a third party for allergens, microbes, and heavy metals. Ritual works with world-class certification bodies to validate their products. Why settle for a multivitamin you're not 100% sure about? Ritual was literally built on trust, so you know it's the real deal. Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/wine. Start Ritual or add Essential for Women prenatal to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/wine for 25% off. They always say moms are really hard to shop for, but the truth is moms will love everything, especially if it's coming from Macy's. Macy's makes shopping for Mother's Day easy. Macy's Mother's Day gift guide has the perfect gift to make mom feel special. You can shop by price, $25 and under to $100 and under, or category like fragrance, handbags, and more. So if you don't know what to get them, Macy's got you covered. Or they have gift lists if you are really stuck, like the list for the mom who has everything, for the plant lover or for grandma. Some of their top Mother's Day gifts include Dolce & Gabbana perfume, Coach floral printed leather, Cassie crossbody bag. Whatever you need this Mother's Day, find it at Macy's. Shop Macy's.com/giftfinder. Finding the right person for your team can be challenging. When it's time to hire, turn to Express Employment Professionals. In a recent study by the Harris Poll on behalf of Express Employment Professionals, 63% of hiring decision makers are planning to increase headcount at their company this spring, and more than half are doing so due to increased volumes of work. Don't let the work overwhelm you. Let Express handle your hiring. Express Employment Professionals is here to make hiring easier. We're in the business of recruiting talent. Discover for yourself how working with the workforce experts can solve your staffing challenges. With more than 860 locally owned offices, you'll find one near you at expresspros.com. Each year, more than 70,000 businesses turn to Express to manage their hiring. Make the most of your time and leave recruiting and hiring to the experts at Express. Visit expresspros.com today. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles in operation. Compatible device and vehicle require.
Oh, sorry. It's Halloween week.
Oh, yeah.
What are we doing?
What do you mean, what are we doing? We just tried on our costumes. Like, we just, but I appreciate the surprise factor.
Yeah.
But we can't tell people what we're doing yet. But again, I'm very much the family themed, so everyone,
we're all about the family
theme. All about the family theme, so we're all a part of a princess fairy tale, we'll say that.
I would like to guess.
Okay.
Because 1 year right after Brooklyn, when my youngest was born, my oldest was Snow White.
Aww.
And I was Prince Charming, and my wife was Doc, and the little one was the tiny little dwarf. One who was a baby was Dopey. And it was the cutest. I'm going to send you that picture today because you will melt. Please. It's beautiful. Please. Yeah, I'm going to send you that. So I'm going to guess. Let me think. You said Princess Fairy Tale. Is that what you said?
Yes.
Of course.
Are you going to tell me if I get it right or no?
Sure.
Yeah.
Think about this.
You get one guess, though, since you're doing that
I get
game.
One guess.
You get one guess because, you know, if not, you'll keep going. And then if we told you that we're going to tell you, that wouldn't right. be fair.
Two boys and two girls.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, right. I got it.
Yeah?
Here's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Elsa for Jana, Anna for Jolie. Mike's going to be, what's his name? The guy with the donkey.
Sven?
No, Kristoff.
Kristoff.
Yeah, you're going to be Kristoff.
Mm-hmm.
And then Olaf. That's the family right there.
Well, you know Olaf what? I guess you don't follow us on Instagram because Mike was a 7-foot Olaf 2 years ago.
Sorry.
We were frozen 2 years ago. I ordered this Olaf costume.
By the way, do you still have it? Because I want you to surprise the kids.
No, I wish. Remember we left it in LA? Because it's giant.
Because you could have walked into Jolie's classroom. That would have been so good.
I mean, I'll reorder it. Anyways, Mark, I found this costume straight up from China. Got it 2 years ago, sent to our house in LA.
It was a legit Olaf.
Legit. I mean, the head was like 3 feet high itself, and I'm 6'5", so I was literally 9 feet tall. Huge, round costume, legs, slippers, everything. We go to Toluca Lake to trick-or-treat, which, you know, it's crazy over there.
Oh, that's the place to go. Oh, they're showing me a picture now. Wow, you are tall.
And the best part about it, Mark, walking through Toluca Lake, I mean, you would have thought I was paid to be there. Everyone wanted a picture with me.
Everybody. Olaf, it was a meet and greet with Olaf.
It was a meet and greet. I was a celebrity.
That's
that
great.
He was. I mean, everyone was high-fiving him. I mean, it was that will go down in history.
I mean, it's hard to beat that.
It is real hard to beat that. But now I'm so bummed because Clearly Joey would have loved that.
I know.
Do you still have it?
No.
It's literally
it's humongous. So we threw it away in LA because we already did it.
But you can't even have shades. How could you have a giant Olaf costume in that house?
Right. I don't know. It's too big.
But it's going to be fun, though. It'll be Jace's first Halloween. He's going to be so cute.
He's adorable.
Oh, he's the best right now. He's almost walking.
Wow.
It's crazy. He's standing up by himself. And he kind of gives that, oh my gosh, I'm standing up. And then he falls down.
Mark, what are your girls going to be for Halloween?
It's sad. This year, my oldest is not trick-or-treating for the first time because she's 13. 13, I think, is the magic age. Eighth grade is when it kind of all falls apart.
Too cool.
And my youngest, of course, is going to be a VSCO girl.
A disco?
VSCO. V-S-C-O. We were just discussing this in the room here.
What is that?
If you have teenagers or younger, you're aware of the VSCO girl phenomenon. I guess it hasn't hit you guys yet.
No.
VSCO, first of all, is some sort of photo editing app. A VSCO girl meets the following criteria. Giant sweatshirt, short shorts that you can't tell they're wearing because the sweatshirt is so big. Okay. Birkenstocks or Crocs. They have scrunchies around their wrist. They carry a hydro flask wherever they go. Am I forgetting anything? That's about it.
Is
possibly
that
a reusable straw.
Too?
Easton is going to be a VSCO girl, I think.
I live as a VSCO girl.
It's kind of a lazy costume. There's not a lot to it. And if you didn't know someone was in costume, you might not be able to tell they're a VSCO girl.
You just look
Tanya
like
is also going to do that this weekend.
Oh, wow.
So that's what Brooklyn's going to be.
Interesting. Hey, Easton, what's up with the Crocs?
What's up with the Crocs?
Yeah.
Well, it's Croctober.
Is that a thing or is that a thing that you made up?
It's a thing. It's a thing that Crocs made it up, but I'm celebrating it in a really big way.
Do you have Crocs on?
I don't have Crocs on at the moment because I'm at work and I'm a professional, and Crocs are a leisure shoe. I've been wearing them a lot this month, though.
Well, I saw you hiking with them, and I was like, I don't know if you should be hiking with Crocs on. I mean, I love Crocs. Jolie calls them her
alligator
shoes. But I mean, you've really, every time I've watched your stories this week this month, it's been Croctober.
Yeah, I was going to do every night of the month, I was going to profile a different pair of Crocs for my collection, but I only have three. I ran out of ideas after day three, but I took it as a creative challenge, and I've just been doing original Croc content every single day of the month.
I mean, you're a Croc influencer. That's huge.
And he finally heard from Crocs.
Oh, yeah. I've been messaging Crocs. I've been trying to get Crocs. I don't want like money or anything. I just want them to know that I'm a passionate fan. And I have some questions for them, actually. I've been trying to get them to interview with me. No answer. And then Finally, Ben Higgins from the Almost Famous podcast reposted one of my stories, and Crocs came reaching out.
Oh, wow. My goodness.
Huge. You're a celebrity.
Hey, I'm just trying to spread the good word. Crocs are a comfortable shoe.
Hey, did anyone read the Kanye West story, by the way?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, interesting.
What are... hey, Tori, do you want to give the brief rundown of what the article said?
Yeah, so basically it's him kind of saying that he's redirecting his life. There was a lot in the article about him, like starting a church, doing a faith-based Christian album, but his struggle with sex addiction has been something he's been dealing with for a really long time. And so he's been opening up about that. And basically, I don't know, I think it's a really interesting article to hear that Kanye West, and I guess that he's kind of opened up about it prior. I was looking at some other articles, but it was never to this extent of him being like, here's where I'm at and here's where I struggle with. And yeah, so that's basically kind of a little.
And you read it too, right, Mike?
Yeah. The thing is, it's Kanye West, so I feel like anything he says kind of has to be taken with a grain of salt.
Why?
Because he says outlandish things, and he just has.
Is he still running for president? Didn't he say he was running 2020?
Exactly my point.
Okay.
So the fact that even came out of his mouth, it's hard to take everything he says and. You know, if he claims that he suffers from sex addiction, then, you know, that may
but
be true.
But that's such a big thing to just come out and say, right? I mean, that would
right.
be kind of...
It's kind of like when Dax Shepard said something about that, and he said, I used to suffer from sex addiction.
He said that?
Yeah.
Well, if you're a sex addict, you...
Right. I know.
Oh.
But, and he's even... I'm pretty sure he's in a 12-step program for drugs or something like that, but... So it's... I don't know. It's just one of those things that, as someone who's open and out about it, it's frustrating at times because I feel like in situations like this, it just feels thrown around.
Mm. And it's like, almost if they're not making it, because when you say like when Dax says like I used to be a sex addict, that's almost devaluing what the addiction is from someone who has a big platform. To be able to talk about addiction. So saying like I used to, that means that you can just get over sex addiction, which that's not true. When you're an addict, you're always an addict, right?
Yeah. I mean, maybe his, not to make this about Dax, but maybe his thing was more of something else, alcohol or drugs or something that was, and maybe the sex aspect was just a product of that. So I can understand maybe someone focusing more on another addiction if they qualify for multiple addictions.
Okay.
So I can understand that.
Okay.
Maybe that's what he was saying.
Okay.
But for like Kanye West, it's just like, I suffer from sex addiction too. And then what he's talking about with just a Playboy magazine out and everything, he doesn't really talk anymore about, it's just, I don't know. Again, it's Kanye. It's kind of confusing. I'm just afraid of someone just saying it just to say it, but not understanding. Or not living in recovery, or just saying that was a part of their life at some point. Because it doesn't say anything that he currently still does, or he goes to meetings, or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, I don't know.
Do you think people can recover from sex addiction? Like when people say that, so I think Jada Pinkett also, I don't want to misquote her, but I believe she also said too that she had a sex addiction. She had.
I don't see how... It's a past tense thing. It's an addiction just like anything else. People don't say, I was an alcoholic.
Right. I mean, I agree with you. I'm right. Yeah.
No, so, I mean, I think that's just a little frustrating because, again, someone who's trying to, you know, educate people out there that it is a real thing when it's thrown around like that, it just feels like it's undermining it for sure.
Yeah. And you're right about the and he might have realized, okay, this is where the stronger addiction is.
For sure.
And that could have maybe played a part of it with the sex. But mm-hmm. to say that, especially when sex addiction is still not a
accepted addiction. Yeah, it's hard when
known or talked about.
When people are just kind of throw it around, especially people in the limelight or whatever, it just kind of gives me a bad taste in my mouth because I'm like, you're not helping the cause. You're not helping anything because then next thing you know, is it going to turn into some fad, right? You know, where just nowadays people are more open or there's more, you know, sexual controversy and headlines a lot with Me Too stuff and abuse and all this. and it's, oh, well, sex addiction.
And then you can say, and then, yeah, the part saying like, but I'm not anymore. It's like, no, you still, an addiction is something that you have to continue to work on, because when you start to become weak, I think that's what scares me too. And people are like, but I'm in control of it now. Well, you need to have those steps, right? To be able to continue to not let it overpower you.
Yeah. I mean, that's my belief. If someone else believes that there's a cure to addiction, then okay, fine. But there isn't anybody that in any kind of 12-step program out there is going to say that anything else works other than 12 steps. Mm-hmm. No one in 12 steps thinks that anything else works.
And you're not more powerful. You're not more powerful than the disease or the addiction.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
Not at all.
Because you may feel that you're healthy right now in this moment, but come, if you don't practice it and practice the 12 steps, you're going to end up maybe falling back to the addiction.
For sure.
Yeah.
And I mean, some things may seem simpler than others to change about your life. I mean, there's some aspects of, you know, me being in the program that are easier to handle than they used to be, but that's because I'm being, you know, deeper and deeper into recovery. But it's as we saw with recent events, it's still, there's still things looming that I have to continue to work through and, you know, get by. So yeah, it just, I don't know, it's just, again, it's Kanye West. Who knows what he's gonna come out and say next week. Mm-hmm. You know, that he wants to be the Pope or something. So
did he ever say anything about the 2020 election? That he, remember how he's made a whole thing about it?
I don't think he has in a while.
No, he said on E, actually on the E article, that he still has something planned. Like, he's still planning his campaign is what it said.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so I don't know. Mark, do you have anything to add? Or I mean,
well, I was just going to give you his quote where he said that when he was 5 years old, Playboy was a gateway to a full-on pornography addiction. His dad had a Playboy left out at age 5, and it's affected almost every choice I've made for the rest of my life. To me, that just sounds like a guy. Because the first time we see that image, it affects everything from there on, and that becomes the goal, is to see more of that.
Well, but and when, I think I to Mike's that too, like what Mike was saying, like, you know, obviously his started too at a young age with porn addiction, but it became something where over time he just kept feeding that addiction. So that's when it becomes an addict.
Mine
right?
didn't start with porn.
Oh, no, with sex.
Yeah.
But I thought you also like watched it at a young age too.
Not, I was actually late in the game when it came to that. It was more about because I was already sexually active.
Oh, okay. That's right.
But it just, I mean, like you said, Mark, the way he describes it, it sounds like, okay, any male, you see, start to see that, you want to have that. Or, you know, you want to have sex or be sexually active. Okay, well, that's different than being powerless over something and it running your life or ruining your life, and you're basing your day, every day around sex, and it just controls every aspect of you mentally, physically, and emotionally. Or you use it as a, you know, a crutch in handling other emotions or issues that you're dealing with. So for him just to say, yeah, I saw Playboy and it shaped my life. Well, what guy out there isn't going to say that, well, at some point, yeah, I saw, you know,
a pair of boobs
and was like, yep, I like those.
You know? It is quite a moment when a guy first sees a pair of boobs.
Right.
Especially their grandmas. But
can I play devil's advocate a little bit?
Please. Love that.
So I feel like this guy has a whole family. He has, what, 4 or 5 kids now? I don't see him coming out and saying, hey, I'm a sex addict, just to make a point and like be Kanye West. I think that's him kind of being like, here's where I was. And now he's like starting a church. He obviously, it sounds like he has a relationship with God now that has like really changed his life. And I just feel like, why are we trying to judge the way he's telling his story? Like, it may not be on a podcast, it may not be in a sit down interview, but to him, this is him expressing something, because he has like kids again, you know. He's not going to just
say he was a sex addict or is.
He says, on a sex addiction, from age till now, having to kick the habit, it just presents itself in the open, like it's okay and I stand up for it. And
but then
no,
he backs off
okay.
and says he's more addicted to inspiration as much as he is into sex.
Like, but it could have been porn. Like, he says he's addicted to porn, and that could have been something that inspired his music, and now he wants to change that direction.
Yeah, I think maybe.
Do you know what I mean?
How? I don't know. I'll let you, because you're.
Again, and great point, Tori, and I totally understand that. Again, unfortunately, because it's Kanye West and because he's had periods of just outlandish comments and everything, where it's, until there's consistency, it's hard for me personally to believe what he's saying.
Or that if I think she, what you're saying too is because of the sex addiction not being a very socially accepted addiction yet, that it's just like, oh, I was one and maybe I'm not now, which is not the true sex addiction. That's not right.
Yeah. Again, that's fine if he's saying he's changing his ways and all that because he is a family man and he's a man of God and all that. I'm not questioning that. Just don't throw something on top of it. And obviously it impacts me more personally. Don't throw something like an addiction on top of it if you're not going to take it seriously and you're just going to kind of throw it, oh, yeah, and this shaped my life and, yeah, sex addiction. But it was my inspiration. Like you said, Mario, it's like, wait, what? How are you just going to go right over that?
Every time he talks, I say, wait, what? So
exactly, knows? Exactly.
I don't know. I think it was pretty cool for him to open up with it being the Kardashians, because I think that's a very interesting dynamic to have your wife be kind of a sex symbol and then have him open up on that. I think it's a very interesting dynamic.
Yeah, I'm just more curious to understand what he meant by either he was or he is, because I think that's the big difference, and that's where I would have more of an opinion too, because I do know that like you have to be in the program and working it, so to maybe hear more on that. But again, it's his how he shares it and... Yeah.
Let's try to get him on.
Yeah, let's book him.
Sure.
Yeah.
Work on that
we'll
one.
We'll be at the top of the list.
Tell Sheree Healy we need to hold off for a week. We're going to get Kanye West instead.
All right. Well, let's take a quick break and do some emails.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right.
They always say moms are really hard to shop for, but the truth is moms will love everything, especially if it's coming from Macy's. Macy's makes shopping for Mother's Day easy. Macy's Mother's Day gift guide has the perfect gift to make mom feel special. You can shop by price, $25 and under to $100 and under, or category like fragrance, handbags, and more. So if you don't know what to get them, Macy's got you covered. Or they have gift lists if you are really stuck, like the list for the mom who has everything, for the plant lover or for grandma. Some of their top Mother's Day gifts include Dolce & Gabbana perfume, Coach floral printed leather, Cassie crossbody bag. Whatever you need this Mother's Day, find it at Macy's. Shop Macy's.com/giftfinder. Finding the right person for your team can be challenging. When it's time to hire, turn to Express Employment Professionals. In a recent study by the Harris Poll on behalf of Express Employment Professionals, 63% of hiring decision makers are planning to increase headcount at their company this spring, and more than half are doing so due to increased volumes of work. Don't let the work overwhelm you. Let Express handle your hiring. Express Employment Professionals is here to make hiring easier. We're in the business of recruiting talent. Discover for yourself how working with the workforce experts can solve your staffing challenges. With more than 860 locally owned offices, you'll find one near you at expresspros.com. Each year, more than 70,000 businesses turn to Express to manage their hiring. Make the most of your time and leave recruiting and hiring to the experts at Express. Visit expresspros.com today. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots, but wow, I'm never going back to Tecovas, you guys. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding
to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots.
Mark, we have any emails?
Got some good ones this week. This is from V. She's wondering if she's a bad person, and here's why. I'm separated and single and have been seeing someone on and off since my separation. We've been intimate. I'm starting to grow feelings for him, but he's technically my husband's cousin by marriage. Not a blood relative, but my husband's cousin by marriage. I feel like I'm doing something wrong by seeing him, but at the same time, I like spending time, and the time we do spend together is wonderful. We get along great. I'm smiling the entire time I'm with him. Am I horrible for continuing to see him? The chemistry's there. I don't want to stop, but maybe I should stop now before it gets even more serious, or maybe I just see where things go.
Wait, time out. Is she married still, or that's her
ex? She's separated. She's not divorced.
So they're separated, but they're getting divorced?
She did not say that necessarily.
In my opinion, this might be the not the popular opinion, I think you should wait until you get divorced, especially since it's a family person. But I think you like who you like. And if
once
you end
divorced,
up
divorced, it's okay to date your ex-husband's cousin?
I'm not saying it's okay. I'm saying I think it's okay to like who you like and your feelings. You know, that's just like, I mean, look at Shania Twain. Is married to her best friend's husband, and they swapped basically husbands. When you're so close with, and just, I'm sure there's so many times when someone has fallen in love with their brother, their husband's brother, because you're so close with them, you know them, you get them, you have this connection. But because it is family, that could get really bad. I don't think she's a bad person. I think that's normal to have feelings because you're so close with these people, especially with women, because they have that emotion. They're more emotionally connected to people. So I just think that maybe you should hold off until you guys get divorced and then have a conversation, but don't do it in secret, in secrecy, because that'll then drive more of a wedge in the family. That's my unpopular position.
I'm trying to do the family tree here. A cousin by marriage. So let's talk that out.
That's a good point.
Because I would think the way it sounds to me is that it would be okay. It's his cousin's husband. Or something,
right?
So how? Right. But unless he's married and having an affair with her, the one who emailed us, how else would it be his cousin by marriage?
It could be his cousin by marriage.
See what I mean?
It's confusing, and I'm bad at this.
There's
stuff.
Such a thing as cousin by marriage. First of all,
no, it would be like if my cousin Eric, it would be his. So cousin through marriage would be Jessica.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
So like you dating Jessica,
but Jessica is married to Eric. That's how she's a cousin.
Maybe they're separated and getting divorced.
But she's not a cousin anymore.
See my point here?
Yeah.
We don't know that backstory.
Yeah, that's true.
Can you email us again next week?
Yeah, V, please? We might need some more information on this. But also,
like some more information.
I mean, the heart wants what it wants is a very convenient excuse that
it's
people
not
use
an excuse.
For really horrible decisions.
Right, but yes, and it's also the heart is something you should always listen to.
But, you know, there's so many questions. This, you could go so deep with this is the attraction to the cousin by marriage, is that maybe part of what caused the separation without the husband knowing? You know what I mean? Like, why are they separated? Are they in agreement that why they're separated, that they can see other people? Are they living under the same roof? Like, there's a lot of questions to know.
How close is your husband with this cousin by marriage? Because some cousins are like brother and sister, and some, like, I have cousins I wouldn't know if they walked past me on the street.
Oh, right. See, my first cousins, they're like my brother and sister.
Same.
Yeah.
We're very close with our first cousins. We both grew up the same way. We're like, our first cousins were like our siblings.
Yeah. Because we all lived across the street.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's just a lot of questions here on what to know. I think ultimately, again, it depends on if you handle the situation with integrity, then it doesn't have to be that bad. So again, if her and the current separated husband are under agreement of what they can do, what the boundaries are right now while they're separated, if when they do get divorced, she doesn't be sneaky about it and she explains that this is the person that she's seen
Mm-hmm. So I think it's also a female thing too. And we always said this in our relationship. If I was ever to cheat, it'd be someone close to us.
Right.
Because I'm just that emotional, I'm more of an emotional cheater. If that makes sense.
I think that is more of a woman thing. And guys, at least maybe. For me personally, maybe, but for me personally, that would make me uncomfortable if it was somebody that we knew.
Mark.
All right. This is from Callan. I'm super close. This actually flows nicely from that one. Okay. I'm super close with my parents, my brother, my extended family, cousins, aunts, and uncles. My fiance is from a broken family and only talks to them a few times a month. I talk with my family multiple times a day. We've been living together for 4 years. I moved across the country with him, and now we're engaged. He still feels like he's second to my family. I want him to feel like he's my priority. He is. I'm absolutely in love with him, but I don't want to change the relationship with my family to prove it.
I don't think she has to.
She shouldn't.
No.
No.
Just include him. So if you're having this is something that I'll say, you know, if they're having family group messages, just include him in the text message. Include him in the family messages. And I think that could help him feel a part of things. I know it always makes me feel
left out?
A part of things when you know, your mom includes me in the messages and probably vice versa. We don't really do group messages on my side, but you know, I think that would help maybe that situation, but I don't think she should ever stop.
No. And I can understand his insecurity because he doesn't have that relationship. So it's
probably more an interface.
It's foreign to him. So if she just continues to include him, like Jana's saying, then also reassure him, hey, you are my family. Mm-hmm. You are a part of this family. Like, this is, you know, everybody loves you too. Or just something to kind of make him feel better or more comfortable around it.
But also to have empathy for what he didn't have too.
Absolutely.
So to be like, you know, that must, because I think that's more self-reflection on his part. Why he's maybe projecting it is because he didn't have that.
Because he's insecure about it. Yeah, he didn't have it.
This was me in a lot of ways. My dad is the way oldest of his siblings, and my mom is the way youngest of her siblings. So all of my siblings are way older than me or way younger than me. And so I never was close with any of them growing up. It was just me and my sister and my parents. My wife has this incredible extended family because her dad is one of seven.
Oh,
so there's
wow.
just nothing but aunts and uncles and cousins all over the place. And I have found that I love it. I found that when there's a party in her parents' backyard and all the family's invited, I think it's a really neat thing and something that I've been missing out on my whole life is that kind of massive family. And it's really great. So I agree with you. I think if you start including him more and making him feel like more part of the family, he'll realize what he has been missing. And maybe that's making him uncomfortable just because it's foreign to him. But once he figures out the joys in it, I think he's really going to like it.
He should definitely try to embrace it and maybe change his mindset. Because for me, I know just even from dating people, you know, as a young adult or younger person, I always knew I wanted my future wife to have like an awesome family. So I wanted great in-laws. I love spending time with my significant other. And so like Mary and Jana, I like hit a home run with that because I love her family. I love the things we all do together. We have so much fun and like that. I've always wanted that. That's something that's always been important. I valued. So, I mean, that's something he should definitely try to embrace. Like you're saying, Mark, and just like enjoy that.
So if my family sucked, you wouldn't have married me.
No, I'm not saying that. It was just definitely something was important to me that I wanted to be able to have in-laws, not just in-laws, but in-law family.
Yeah.
A fun family that enjoyed things. And I mean, we have so much fun every time we get together.
Yeah. 100%.
But that's an issue for some people. You love them, but their family is a nightmare. I mean, that comes up quite a bit.
I don't know if I'll be able to do that. That would suck. No.
That would be hard.
Yeah, it'd be really hard.
Mm-hmm. I have one more really juicy one about infertility. But before we do that, tell me about Noemi, because I'm excited to have them on the podcast. Some are calling it the Amazon Prime of high-end jewelry.
Oh, well, I would love to tell you about Noemi. So shopping for fine jewelry can be more than a little bit overwhelming. It can be hard to find that gorgeous piece that perfectly complements your style. And it can be even harder to know whether you're getting the best value for the price. So especially considering the fact that most fine jewelry retailers mark up by 500 to 1,000%. But Noemi believes that luxury jewelry doesn't have to be overpriced. And that's, oh my gosh, I love that. That's why they've cut the middleman to deliver exceptional products without the insane markup. So their designs and manufacturers, everything in-house, and they only sell directly to consumers. So you get the finest quality jewelry and save an average of 50% compared to other luxury brands, which again, it's really nice to be able to know that you're getting great quality at a lower price. I love that. And they use 18 karat gold, a sustainable option with the ideal balance of strength and purity. The attention to detail is fantastic, just like a luxury jewelry brand without the luxury price tag.
Noemi also offers a lifetime warranty and free shipping and returns on every single product, including engravings and custom designs. You can even get a no interest monthly payment plan over 4 months with no hidden costs or extra charges. If you're looking for the finest quality jewelry from a luxury brand you can trust, look no further. Go to hellonoemi.com/Jana to see their collections and get $50 off your first purchase with promo code Jana. That's an even better deal on top of spending a fraction of what you'd pay for other luxury brands.
Oh, by the way, I want this, the petite diamond band ring. This is so cute in rose gold. Wait, hold on a second. Look at that. Look how cute that is.
Christmas present.
What up? That looks so good.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Okay, so go to hello, HelloNoemi.com/Jana. And don't forget to use promo code Jana for $50 off your first purchase. Ooh, I'm going to get this right now. This is so cute.
Can you wait till I do one more email and then...
Oh, yes. For jewelry? Absolutely.
This is from Christine. My husband and I have been married for almost 3 years and together almost 11. We've been trying to get pregnant for a year and a half. After the year mark, I'm 31, we went to a fertility specialist. He had a semen analysis and I had an HSG and several other tests. The results came back that I'm good. His overall sperm count is good, but the viable sperm are very low. Mm. We've started talking about artificial insemination, but he doesn't want to go that way. Every cycle, we get another negative test, and we're both devastated, and he feels like it's his fault. I do my best not to blame him, but the clock is ticking, mm-hmm. and he's still not coming around to insemination. I'm at a loss. There's nothing in this world that I want more than to be a mom. Mm. And adding to it, we're getting immense pressure from his mother to have kids. She's very negative to him and nasty to me about it.
Oy. Well, that's awful that the in-laws are pressuring, especially when it's already such a stressful situation to begin with.
Yeah, it's unfair.
Mike, I'll let you speak on this because I know that you had a tough time with all of this.
I mean, I personally didn't have a tough time.
You did with playing like God and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. But that's also because my count was fine. So there wasn't an issue there. But I definitely empathize with him because, you know, when it comes to pregnancy and stuff, essentially we have one job, right? And from a scientific point of view, we have one job. And when we aren't able to do that job, if we aren't able to do that job, I can imagine that feeling really degrading as a man, being like, man, this is the one thing I have to do to give you a child, and I can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
So if he's able to look at it from a different mindset and just be like, you know what? This is just a different way I can give my wife the gift of a child. I would do whatever it took, ultimately. Sure, it would weigh on me a little bit, but just changing my mindset and being like, well, this is what I have to do. I want a family with you. You want to be pregnant. You want a child. Let's do this however we have to do it. Granted, we had option to do artificial insemination when we did IVF.
Mm-hmm.
That was a little different. That's more, is that what they're talking about doing? Or is it just like turkey-based?
I think both.
So, well, what I didn't like about the IVF thing is when they took one individual sperm and injected in the egg. I liked it where they basically put a syringe full of sperm in the petri dish with the egg, and it's like, let the best man win.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like selecting one sperm. That's when I felt like it was playing God.
Mm-hmm.
Because sure. The sperm that was supposed to go maybe wasn't that one. But if it's just... Still, you can still artificially inseminate by not doing that. So I don't think that's necessarily an issue with playing God. I think you got to do what you got to do to get pregnant. And if they've tried this much and they felt that devastation, then it's like, hey, this is what I have to do.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
So, but it's hard.
He's going to feel like a failure. I think that's what he's going through is the feeling like a failure. And if you do the artificial insemination, you've given up. Like it's like surrendering.
So many people have to though. And so hopefully he can get past that to know that it's not just him that deals with this.
Well, and no one's going to know. If you guys have a baby together, you don't have to announce in the birth announcement that she was done via artificial insemination. No one has to know that except you and your wife.
Right.
I mean, I bet the statistics are a lot higher now too. With people that have to do that.
Sure. Oh, definitely.
It's not like it's 1%. Yeah, it's probably close to 50, I would think.
And I think what he needs to also maybe to help his mindset is to realize, well, Like for me, I would rather it be me than Jana, because the women feel so much pressure, right? Because that's literally like what women maybe think they were put on this earth to do, was to bear a child, right? So I can't imagine the heightened emotions that a woman may feel if they're not able to be fertile and have kids. So as a man, it's like, I'll take that burden for you. If it was on me, cool, great. I'll do whatever I have to do to give you a child, because I wouldn't want Jana to feel that. So for him, he should be like, you know what? Better me than you. I got you, honey. Whatever we have to do, I got you. I'm just glad it's not you. You don't have to deal with this. Let me take this burden and let me give you a child in any way that I can. So if he can change his mindset like that and just to still be able to show up for her, I think he would have a much better time mentally and emotionally processing it.
I mean, I was super off on the percentage. It's only 2%, but still, I think that's still...
2% is artificial insemination?
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reports about 4 million births per year in the U.S., meaning 1 to 2% of all U.S. births are via IVF.
Really? Wow, that seems very...
Shockingly low, in my opinion, but...
Yeah, but there's also like 350 million people in this country, so... Think about the 2% of that.
And then it takes us back to the other one. There's 350 million people in this country. Maybe you don't have to date your husband's cousin.
Way to bring it back there.
But love is love. Love is love. Oh, what a good note. I love you guys. Happy Halloween.
Be safe out there.
Discover the rich, smooth taste of matcha love made with real Japanese matcha. Perfect for hot or cold brewing. Matcha is rich in vitamin C, catechins, EGCGs, and L-theanine. Enjoy a delicious matcha latte or smoothie with this convenient green tea powder made from Japan's treasured matcha, finely milled from high-quality green tea leaves. Get 25% off all Matcha Love products on Itoan using code JANA. That's code J-A-N-A at Itoen.com. Available on Amazon and Itoan.com. You know, I don't even know where to start with this, because it's the comfort, it's the style, it's the whole look. That's what I love about my Tecovas. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend, and Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Shop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, TECOVAS.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today. This sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage. With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray. It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience that smells great and is incredibly light on your skin. Better control means coverage you can count on. To customize your spray, tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas or pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection. Plus, it's refillable, from sweat-resistant sport formula to kids SPF 50+. When headed to the beach, I want to make sure my kids are protected, so I never leave home without Banana Boat 360 Mist. Shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.